history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go to the phones. Art off the grid. Art, thank you for waiting through the break. What's on your mind today?
Hey, no problem, Mike. I wanted to talk about, you know, these claims of Russia amassing troops along the border there. But just real quick to touch on what your previous caller said. If they wanted to use a biological weapon against people to kill off mass amounts of people, I don't think they'd use Ebola. I think they'd use something a little bit more nefarious, like, I don't know, maybe smallpox or anthrax. And they'd do it by way of either vaccination, tainted food, or tainted water supply. And then they claim it's those Al-Qaeda fanaticals. It's those terrible Muslims. Those radical,
it's the Russians, it's China, blah, blah, blah. No, you're absolutely right. Certainly, if you're dealing with the kind of monsters willing to wipe out three-quarters of the human population just so they personally have a little more room, they would probably want to have the decision who gets to live and who gets to die. And so for that reason, they need a controllable infectious agent, again, one with low secondary communicability. And you're absolutely right. It could be engineered into the vaccine system. Could be an engineered flu virus. We know that for many years, Israel has been developing ethnically sensitive biological weapons, infectious agents that will kill people of a certain racial genome and basically not affect the others. And we know that's a property that exists in nature. As long as we're talking about Ebola, there's one strain of Ebola called the Restin strain, which absolutely melts monkeys into goo. Apparently it will cause pigs to be sick, but not quite as lethal as the monkeys, and it completely will not affect human beings at all. Most viruses are very species specific, and it's certainly within the realm of present-day technology to take that one step further and make them ethnically sensitive.
Absolutely. Anyway, on this Russia massing troops along the border, first of all, let's say for the sake of argument, he is, all right? Let's say for the sake of argument, Putin is doing this. Well, the first question we have to ask is the same question we asked with Assad, and there's a couple different things I want to point out here. When they tried to claim Assad was using chemical weapons on his own people, what was the first question he was asking? What would he gain by doing this? Absolutely nothing. All right? But let's just say for the sake of argument that Putin is massing troops along the border there. Well, okay. He could say, well, just in case I want to have enough troops there ready to go in case United States or somebody else decides to do something stupid, I will have the troops that I can send in to quell this quickly. However, whether he's doing it or not, let's not forget that months prior to September 11th, the United States was massing tens of thousands of troops along the Pakistani side of the Afghan border just in case they had a reason to go into Afghanistan.
Well, certainly Russia is responding to American history over the last 14 years. And the fact that the U.S. has already invaded or bombed some 17 countries, not counting all the countries they're currently working to overthrow from within. And remember, we are talking about Russia and Russian territory. What Putin does with the Russian military inside his own country is nobody's business but Putin's. And again, we have that NBC report. They can't find any signs of Russian troops. We're not seeing any satellite photos that confirm that story. Not that I would trust any of them coming out of the U.S. government. If I had the cash, I'd go to Digital Globe and say, you know, shoot me some pictures along that Russian-Ukraine border. Let me see if I can find some tanks and everything in there. I mean, right now the United States has got something like close to 800 bases in other people's countries loaded with U.S. troops, U.S. tanks, artillery, and aircraft. And nobody seems to think that's a big deal. It's certainly not in the Western media. From Russia and China's point of view, again, China is saying the reason they are basically enforcing their territorial claims to those islands in the South China Sea is they do not want the United States using them as a forward base.
Exactly. And as you pointed out, let's not forget, even if Putin is massing troops, at least the Russian troops are still in Russia. Prior to September 11th, U.S. wasn't massing troops on the U.S. side of the border. They were massing troops on a Pakistani side of the border. So, you know, this is, whether he's doing it or not, so what? At least his troops are still in his own damn country and somebody else's.
I would not blame Putin for massing troops along that border. He knows the U.S. is launching... He knows the U.S. is launching a new world war, and in the last one, remember, the Nazis got within 20 miles of Moscow before they were finally stopped at hideous, hideous loss of Russian life. And so from Putin's point of view, from the Russian people's point of view, if there's going to be a new world war taking place in part in Europe, better to have it start far away. From the important parts of their country. And for that reason alone, I would not be surprised. I would not blame Putin for putting troops on that border, because it's very obvious the U.S. is itching to start a war with Russia and with China, again, over just whose piece of ink and paper we're all supposed to use for the next century.
Yep. So, I mean, if he's doing it, good for him. At least he's thinking ahead and he's planning ahead and he's getting ready, because I think he knows eventually...
Yes.
That's what it's going to come down to, and I think he knows that.
I'm sure he does. You know, Putin is this, the Russian culture is very big on playing chess, thinking ahead, considering all moves, and Putin, I'm sure, is an excellent chess player. Yeah. Our government, it's all bluff and bluster and pounding of the chest and waving of the arms around, and looking at all the serious miscalculations they've already made, there is a major deficit in strategic planning inside the U.S. government right now.
Yeah, there is. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man.
All right, you got it. All right, before the commercial break, I want to go back to the top of the hour when Phyllis Schlafly came on. And I don't agree with a lot of what she says. I don't like her gay bashing. I don't like her China bashing. I love a lot of what she claims is going on with China with counterfeit products. The same thing's happening right here in the United States of America. You know, what you buy at the supermarket that says honey on the front probably isn't honey. Have to go to a health food store to get genuine honey these days, especially with colony collapse disorder. But her comments about Common Core and deconstructed reading, I think, are bang spot on. They're having the kids in Common Core read material to deconstruct it, focus on the individual words, and take it apart without looking at the overall context of what is being said. And this is a continuation of something I witnessed years ago when I was teaching at the high school level, with how history was being taught. And history in our schools is taught name, place, date, name, place, date, name, place, date. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And the kids would walk out of the class with a name, a place, and a date, thinking they understood history. And they didn't, because what was purposefully not being taught in those classes was the connection, why Columbus did it, why he had to go to the people that he did, how he got screwed over after it was all done, what was the reason that he was backed by Spain to do his voyages, the cause and effect. And that is never taught in our history classes in the public schools, because they don't want kids growing up looking for that cause and effect, so that they don't see the cause and effect today behind our government's actions. They expected everybody to just say, oh yeah, Assad gassed his people. Really, what's the cause? Why did he do it? You're not supposed to think about that. You're supposed to think name, place, date, name, place, date, name, place, date, and think you know what's going on in the world. So she's absolutely right. The way they're teaching these kids to read is to make sure they don't get the larger issues being discussed in the book, but just keep them focused on the individual words and the punctuation, and look for words and, you know, relate them to current political agendas. And they're paralyzing our kids' minds. We'll be right back after this commercial.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Then there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, and even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be all right.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, following on the report earlier that some of the cities in eastern Ukraine have formally requested Russian peacekeepers on the ground, Russia has now responded that until those regions hold a public referendum and there is a measure of the will of all of the people, of a desire to separate from Kiev, that Russia can do nothing legally. This is a very wise and prudent act on Russia's part. You've never seen the United States wait for a referendum before they send the troops in to other countries at all. Ukraine apparently is on the verge of declaring a state of national emergency and escalating the penalties for anybody advocating separatism. That doesn't sound much like a democracy to me, does it? Does it sound like one to you? I don't think so. Remember, we're dealing with an unelected government put into power by force with covert assistance from the West, including the United States of America. And now they're acting like, how dare you not accept us as your new government? No, we're not going to accept a government that is put into power by force or through election fraud. Afghanistan. Washington. We're going to take a phone call here. Mike in North Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
Getting to the Common Core, this is amazing to me. Now, this has become my main focus now, because this system of education is the worst that can ever be implemented on the face of the earth. It's literally motivated me to change my life so that my daughter does not have to go to public school. It is ridiculous, Mike. My wife, I didn't believe it. My wife, who's a current teacher, I was a former teacher. My wife brought home an assignment that literally told the kids, now they didn't read the Constitution to understand it as a very important document in American history. They read the Constitution, determined the words, but then the assignment was to get rid of two of the Bill of Rights.
And yeah, we reported on that one.
I did not believe it until my wife brought it home. And there's another one, too, she brought home about the Gettysburg Address. And no context was given to what the Gettysburg Address was about. It was just, they were just breaking down the words. And it's unfortunate because she's a language arts teacher. I was a history teacher, and I'm with you. I never made a kid remember a date. Why was always the most important question in my class?
Well, that's what our kids are being blinded from seeing, and this is part of the dumbing down process. I mean, this all goes all the way back to the Andrew Carnegie Educational Foundation, which set as its policy that the ordinary working people of the United States did not need any more education than it took to follow the directions of their managers and perform the tasks in front of them, and giving them any more education would just muddle their little heads with unpleasant thoughts. And certainly Common Core goes along with that. They're making everybody go through the motion of these kids are leaving school thinking they've got an education, but they don't, because they don't know how to think, they don't know how to analyze, they don't know how to solve problems, they don't know how to step back and look at the overview of what's going on. And a huge part of it is pure indoctrination. A lot of the assignments of Common Core are pushing the global warming agenda. We did report on that story where the kids were being told to delete two of the Bill of Rights, and the message there was, well, the Bill of Rights, it isn't permanent, it isn't important, it's probably going to change anyway, and we're going to let you feel like you're part of the process by taking out the amendments you don't agree with. And, you know, coupled with that recent Supreme Court decision that has redefined the Bill of Rights as a Bill of Privileges, it's a very alarming indicator. They're really brainwashing our kids to go along with this whole fascist dictatorship model.
The bigger shovel I use to uncover this, Mike, it's amazing. And I have to do something about it because I've got, you know, I have access to all of the standards through my wife. And reading these things, it's amazing to me. I don't know what to do. It paralyzes me that we're going to raise an entire generation of kids like this. And it's not an accident.
No, it isn't. It is by design. And even worse, whoever set up Common Core was not thinking over the long term. They just set it up to say, we need to bring up a generation of Americans who will blindly follow, you know, Der Führer into battle. And they're not thinking about the U.S. long-term economy, because the kids coming out of our schools and even our colleges are not on a par with the students in other countries. And as the international marketplace becomes more technological and moves forward, we just can't compete. This is why we have all these corporations in the United States using up the H-1B visas to bring in people from other countries, because those people coming in are actually trained to do the job. And our kids, even with the ones with college degrees, they're basically trained to follow the instructions in front of them and do as they're told. And that that's not a good employee for a high-tech company.
Mike, they can't do the work. They can't do the work.
They can't. I mean, just on a personal note here, you know, in trying to run my website and everything, I literally cannot find anybody on this entire island who knows how to handle PHP and MySQL. You know, they can post to Facebook, and that's about it.
It's I would caution, having done what, you know, I'm talking about and seeing my wife teaching, I would just caution parents that the greatest education that you could ever give your kid, if you had to send them to public school, was another hour after school.
Well, they're trying to discourage homeschooling. I mean, there are some states that are insisting that you're not allowed to homeschool your kid unless you have a teaching credential yourself. I know there's one state that just voted to kick Common Core completely out of their state curriculum, and they don't want the money that comes with it anymore. Opposition to Common Core is building all across the country, because the American people are understanding it isn't education, it's brainwashing of our kids to make them into obedient workers who won't question what's going on around them.
That was from the prophet George Carlin, then. Quote.
No, I know he said something similar, but I'm not quoting George Carlin. I do occasionally, but no, that's basically what it is. They want obedient workers. That's what Andrew Carnegie wanted. I mean, the plantation owners in the antebellum South did exactly the same thing. The slaves were not allowed to read. They could be, flogged for trying to learn how to read. They were only taught what they needed to know to go out and pick the cotton and take care of themselves, so that they were useful to the ruling class. And that's what they're doing now to our next oncoming generation of children.
The same thing happened to the Irish by the English, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a bad gig, and people need to get on board of trying to just...
Well, more and more are, and I'm adamantly opposed to Common Core. It is very clearly all about indoctrination. Even the classic literature that the students are allowed to read has been way, way trimmed back, and most of it's replaced with U.S. government publications on policy, like the global warming hoax and everything. And these kids are being brainwashed with all this stuff. And remember, a lot of these kids are too young to understand the big people could be lying to them. Remember what I said about beliefs being chains on free minds? This is the application of the chains right there and then.
Yeah, my wife can't teach books anymore. They've told her not to teach books. She cannot have her students read a novel.
What are they being told to read?
Everything is a 2 to 3 page worksheet with absolutely no substance. I'm telling you, they're telling her.
Mark Twain, live in vain.
It's amazing to me. Her principal actually said to her, "You can teach a novel if you want to, but if your test scores are low, that's going to affect you."
So Common Core is all about train them up so they can pass a test.
That's it.
It is. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Mike. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it looks like Jeb Bush is planning on end-running all the other GOP candidates to get to the 2016 convention. He has not participated in any of the meetings or gatherings or speech-making or polls or any of the other processes that the other candidates are doing, but he's already being heralded as the GOP's best hope to regain the White House in 2016. And I have a natural and historically based revulsion to dynastic rulership of any country, especially when you consider the crimes of his family members, the two Georges, and when you remember that Jeb Bush and his Secretary of State openly and blatantly tried to throw the Florida election to George W. Bush. And we still don't know who really actually won that election. It was that fraudulent. And I remember this story that apparently Jeb Bush declared a state of emergency in Florida something like 3 days before 9/11. Now, supposedly Jeb Bush is going to run his campaign on hope, a hope-based campaign. We've already had that. The current occupant of the White House campaigned on hope. And we sat here hoping, and we're still hoping, we're hoping again, and nothing's really getting done. I don't want a campaign based on hope. I want a campaign based on, this is what we're going to do right now. Of course, we had that with Obama, and that never happened either as well. Now, on the subject of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, there's a lot of information floating around, much of it bogus. The claim that there was a photograph sent from an iPhone 5 by somebody on Diego Garcia doesn't seem to be panning out. A lot of problems with that story. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean the plane was not at Diego Garcia for at least part of its travels. But I think somebody's out there definitely trying to muddy the waters. Right now on Fox News, they're talking about Flight 370. They had Jim Hall, the former head of the NTSB, talking about what's going on. And of course, I'm very leery of the fact that they have him on there because Jim Hall was head of the NTSB during the U.S. Navy's accidental shootdown of TWA 800 off of Long Island. And anytime I see any of those people involved in that cover-up on the media, it's a red flashing sign, cover-up, 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 cover-up. Now, all the attention right now is focused on this noise that has been detected that they think may be from the locator on the black box, which is actually bright day glow orange here. And they're showing the news about this ship that's towing this pinger locator. And it's an Australian defense supply ship called the Ocean Shield that they've got out there over the area where the Chinese ship said we heard the pingers. Now, if memory serves me correct, Ocean Shield made a quick visit to Diego Garcia just about a week and a half ago. So if Flight 370 is at Diego Garcia, or was at Diego Garcia, and apparently all leaves for all Diego Garcia personnel have been canceled without explanation at this point. But it would be trivial for them to go over to Diego Garcia, pick up the black box, which may even have been completely rigged and faked information inside, go on over claiming to be towing the pinger locator and drop the pinger, the black box over the side themselves. There's absolutely nothing we can trust about this entire story. And by the way, there are indications that the black box information from TWA 800 was altered, because there was a missing gap at the end of that data that was not explainable. I mean, before the plane came apart, there's a gap in the data there. Alrighty, now, over in Pakistan, they're getting sick and tired of U.S. drone strikes. And so this artists group went out to one of the more heavily drone-struck areas of Pakistan, and they executed a massive artwork of a child's face for the drone operators to see. Because when you're flying those drones and you're killing people, all you see on your little TV screen are these little faceless blobs, little tiny squirmy things. If it's a thermograph, it's just a white blob. You don't see it as a person and a human being. So these artists put out this gigantic poster on the ground of a child's face to remind the drone operators who they're killing. Because for every one accused terrorist they target, and I emphasize accused because there's no proof, it's just somebody named a name and got paid some cash, and Obama just goes down the list and he picks out, let's do this one today. And every time they hit one of those accused terror suspects, they'll take out 20, 30 innocent civilians around them. Which is why the Pakistanis are a little tiny upset with the United States of America. It's not because of our freedoms. It's because these Pakistanis are walking around living their lives, and all of a sudden there's a horrendous explosion, and people they've known all their lives are lying in bloody shreds at their feet, and the shrapnel is stamped "Made in America." That's why they hate us. Now, getting over to the NSA scandal, and this is really getting into Twilight Zone thinking, and I'm really beginning to wonder about Obama's staff at the White House. Are they all on SSRIs? Are they all drinking? Are they all such committed yes men and yes women they won't stand up to flawed thinking? Obama has threatened Russia and NATO and Europe over their efforts to secure their communications from U.S. surveillance. And Obama is out there saying this is a violation of trade laws to try and secure your communication against NSA spying. I can't even see the rationale behind that one. How is it a violation of trade laws? I will trade you this, you will trade me that. How is it a violation of the trade laws to say you're not allowed to keep your communications private? Now, most of this NSA spying is not aimed at terrorism or criminals. We already proved with our NSA challenges that real criminals and real terrorists are able to create encryption systems that will defy the United States long enough to carry out their nefarious plans. Most of this NSA spying, in addition to keeping an eye on Americans that we're not thinking those bad thoughts, is all about stealing economic data to give Wall Street an unfair advantage in their international dealings. And this is hardly new. We saw this at the Seattle AIPAC. Huge scandal. U.S. intelligence agencies were stealing information from the computers of conference attendees to give to Bill Clinton's cronies, knowing how much companies were going to bid on the contract so they could be underbid by just a tiny margin. Stuff like that. And obviously, Europe and Russia don't want the U.S. stealing this kind of business information to give themselves an unfair advantage, and they're moving to secure their their communications, and Obama is saying that somehow securing their communications is a violation of trade laws. That is a bit of a reach, even for Obama, to come up with. Now, there's another article out of TruthDig.com where Glenn Greenwald has come out with more information about how the NSA has completely infiltrated all of the corporate news to use it to spread propaganda and silence dissent. And he's saying this propaganda isn't limited just to schlock networks like Fox News, but is promulgated also by widely trusted newspapers, including the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times. Now, Glenn, I don't mean to be critical of you, but I don't trust the Washington Post or the Los Angeles Times. And I haven't for a very, very long time. We know the corporate media is used for propaganda, for corporations, for the government. They all stood there, locked arms together, assuring us that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. They did the same thing again last August, assuring us that Syria's Assad had used sarin gas on his own people, right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. Why'd he do that? We don't know. He's just a crazy man. That's all you need to know. Now, CBS 60 Minutes has been caught in another snafu. They did a show on the Tesla car, and apparently their editors added the sound of a conventional car's engine to the video of the Tesla driving by. Now, the Tesla, because it's electric, is very quiet. It doesn't make car noise. And for some reason, 60 Minutes said, oh, we got to make it sound like an ordinary car. Now, remember, for all the attention 60 Minutes has won over the years, they have been caught many times in fraud. We have a video of former 60 Minutes executive producer Don Hewitt admitting they edited the Jennifer Flowers segment to discredit her and help Bill Clinton win the nomination. And don't forget, we had that report on Benghazi by Lara Logan had to be retracted. They're not trusted either. Reminds me a lot of the Tucker torpedo, all of this brouhaha about the Tesla. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener wrote in to remind me of the name of that Outer Limits episode that I mentioned about faking an invasion by outer space aliens to bring about a one-world government. And the episode was called The Architects of Fear. It starred Robert Culp, and it was considered one of their better episodes. Apparently, the artificially created space alien was so horrific when the show was originally broadcast, the networks actually put up black screens. They didn't think the audience was ready to see it. But it is considered one of the best of that classic TV series. I loved the original Outer Limits. I thought it was great. Was great writing, that and the original Twilight Zone by Rod Serling. There was amazing writing going on there. Alrighty, now getting back to the NSA. As you're probably aware, Obama came out about 2 weeks ago promising reform and change and how the NSA was not going to be collecting your data any longer. And it turns out what he really meant was they were going to compel the communications, telecom companies, to collect all the data. So the actual access by the U.S. government to your personal data hasn't changed. They just privatized it so they can say, it's not the government doing that. It's the telecom companies, even though the government compelled these companies to do it and is paying them to do it. I mean, it's kind of a really sick situation where the government is taking your tax money and using it to build a cage around you. Now, over in Germany, where they're still talking about all this spying, they're basically saying that U.S. assurances on NSA spying are insufficient, which is the Germans being polite. You know, the U.S. is saying, oh, we promise we won't be spying on you any longer. Well, again, we need to remember something very clear. Spying on other world leaders and on other countries' military is what is supposed to be going on. That's just a reality of modern life. It's the spying on businessmen, ordinary citizens, to glean data that can be used for an unfair advantage in the markets or to blackmail them, as seems to have been the case with the United States Supreme Court. That's not an appropriate use of NSA spying. Germany is saying that U.S. assurances on NSA spying are insufficient. assurances by the U.S. government on anything are worth about one Zimbabwe dollar, is how I would put that here. Now, as you know, the CIA has come under intense and well-deserved criticism for its use of torture on people, many of whom turned out to be innocent of any wrongdoing, but were still coerced into confessing to blowing up the Challenger and killing Lincoln and personally nailing Jesus to the cross. Now, former CIA and National Security Agency Director Michael Hayden is out there trying to deflect the criticism, saying that Dianne Feinstein is too emotionally involved in the question, and she has a personal bias, you know, against torture, which, if she does, is a plus mark in my book. And in my book, Dianne Feinstein doesn't have a lot of plus marks. She needs everyone that she can get. So what the CIA is out there saying is they're going to go on torturing people, and anybody who's supposed to, well, you're a softy. You're a wimp. You're a wuss if you don't support the use of torture. I think they ought to grab some of these CIA, NSA people. Give them a good waterboarding. See if they think it's cool. I'll bet we could get Hayden strapped to that waterboard and, oh, probably wouldn't take more than an hour, hour and a half to get him to confess to killing Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King. Torture does not get you useful, actionable intelligence. It gets you a politically expedient confession. But if everybody knows that's what's producing the confessions, nobody's going to buy it. They waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed something like 180 times to get him to confess to 9/11. Do you think Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had anything to do with 9/11? Of course not. We know he was tortured into saying that. And by the way, the reason they're not letting these people in Guantanamo go, even though the military tribunal has cleared one-third of them of any wrongdoing, is because the CIA has been doing worse things than waterboarding to these people. And their bodies bear scars. And they don't dare let any of these people out, because photographs of those scars will go around the world like wildfire on the independent media here. Senator Angus King is saying we ought to waterboard Dick Cheney and then let him say it's not really torture. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, going back to the previous subject of the NSA and all this spying and nonsense, the Europeans now are talking of setting up their own network, internet network. And, of course, coming from the US government is, that's an unfair advantage. You know, this is nonsense.
Of course it's complete nonsense. I mean, the NSA has just absolutely kneecapped American-based internet providers, service providers, cloud servers. It's kneecapped American hardware retailers. I mean, yes, the hardware is being made over in Asia all over the place, but they're concerned that designed into that hardware by the American companies are all these back doors. It's one of the reasons that people don't want to go to Windows 8, because they figure it's got even more nefarious software in there for the NSA. They're staying with Windows XP. 30% of the world's Windows-compatible computers are still running XP. People don't want to upgrade. They're very concerned about what's in, Vista was a disaster anyway, but Windows 7 and Windows 8, it's wide open for the government to spy on you. And so is XP, but in theory, less so.
Yes, absolutely. But it amazes me that they're complaining about this unfair advantage that the Europeans will gain by keeping their information private and away from the American corporates, particularly from
All they're doing is taking away the United States' unfair advantage, and they have every right to do that.
Well, apparently what they're really complaining about is the loss of revenue that Google and Internet Explorer and all these other US-based browsers and corporations will suffer, because they'll be moved out of the system.
That's not Europe's fault. It's not Asia's fault. Everybody's setting up their own independent networks. They want to de-link from the United States. There's a great Silicon Wall being built around the United States right now, because nobody can trust anything. involved in computers and internet communications coming from the United States of America. And yes, it is harming American businesses, and it is not the fault of Asia and Russia and Europe. It is the fault of the NSA and the political leadership that said, yeah, it's cool for us to spy on the entire world.
Yeah, and the other story, torture thing that's going on in America, box cutters weren't the only things that were used on airplanes to hijack them. They've been used on these poor people in Gitmo, Bagram, and Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, they have. They have. They have. There was this one prisoner that they did allow to be released. They were apparently convinced nobody would pay attention to him. His name was Binyam Mohammed. And he went public after he was released. And apparently they were slicing very delicate parts of his anatomy with razor knives. And he was willing to let the scars be seen. And it's a huge, horrendous scandal. The American corporate media still won't report on it. It's all over the foreign media.
Absolutely. I mean, all these people now, I mean, the British government tried to pay Benjamin Mohammed an enormous sum of money to keep him quiet, but it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. You know, there's a point at which there's been enough done to you where no amount of money is going to be suitable. The government's attitude seems to be, well, we wronged you, but let's kiss and make up. And for some people, that's going to take a really big smooch coming from the government side.
The other story was, on his release, apparently the torturers told him, you may not have been a terrorist when you arrived here, but you will be when you leave.
Yeah. That wasn't just to Binyam Mohammed. I mean, that was an observation a lot of people were making, that they were grabbing all these innocent people who got named purely for the bounty money the U.S. was offering, and they were perfectly harmless when they were picked up. But yeah, after they get out, you know, they're not going to look on the United States very kindly. And this torture program created more enemies than it ever removed, if in fact it removed any enemies at all. All right, John, we got to let you go. We got to do our top of the hour break. Steve in California will take your phone call the instant we come back.